hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Sober Buddy podcast. I'm so excited today to be joined by Brad and Paul, both hosts here in the Sober Buddy community. And today we're going to be talking about building confidence in our sobriety. We've actually been talking about this topic all week in our meetings here. And I like to always say being sober or living a sober life is not a punishment. It's actually a power move. And in my eyes, really, it's a superpower to be sober. So, Brad, what are your thoughts on that? Do you agree with that? Do you feel that way in your own sober life?
Yeah, how couldn't I agree with the power move? Of course. When I picture the power move, I think of a basketball player just drive into the net and just slam dunk. And that's exactly what recovery and sobriety and this whole decision becomes, is that you get to build that confidence. And it's been an incredible topic for this week in the groups. And that's right on point, a superpower to help us move forward.
Absolutely. I think it obviously comes with a lot of shame and stigma. And so it's hard to get there. We don't just come right out of the gates feeling confident in our sobriety and confident sharing. And it has been something that I've been pretty open about, obviously, with having a social media account, but it doesn't happen that way for everybody. And so we went through different scenarios of when and how to share that and how to just feel good about it and confident about that. Paul, what do you think? I'm sure on your side of things, like, you do see the shame and that not everybody feels confident about it or like it's a good thing to them. So how do you help somebody who's struggling with that and feels that shame?
Shame comes from a sense of how you see yourself. And so it's an attitude, sometimes a shift between shame to feeling like I'm worth it. There's value in my life. And because I've done these things that have brought a lot of negativity and harm, it's natural to feel that way. So like self-forgiveness, letting go of that, so you can begin to move away from that sense of regret and anger towards yourself, so that you can come forward and share and start doing good things for yourself versus always the self-destruction because you don't feel like you deserve it. So it's a transitioning in the way you perceive yourself and others and working through that. And it plays out. It's something you work in your head, but then you have to express it outwardly to make it real. Because things that just stay in the head just stay there. And working with people, that's what I do. We talk about that. And we talk about what's going on internally with their thinking and then trying to move them away from something positive towards themselves and then actually living that out by sharing with others. And this is where the group comes in, where friends come in, begin to share things that are inside, going outwardly, and then getting positive feedback reinforces again the desire to let go and to really believe in yourself and begin to come out forward with that. That's what I find kind of a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Self-forgiveness. I think that's huge in this. We can't feel confident in ourselves, in life and our sobriety when we're still feeling so shameful and guilt in all of those feelings. And so working on those feelings and working on releasing the shame and the guilt and realizing that we're all worthy of feeling good, of change. We're all worthy of changing, totally changing our lives around. Brad and I were just talking about that earlier and how totally you can just change your life where you don't even recognize like that old version of yourself. So working on that first, I heard the three C's. First comes the courage. So the courage to make the change. So it would be joining a community. You have the courage to sign up, to hit that button, to join Zoom. Then comes the confidence, like you're starting to understand it and learn about it. And then comes the confidence. We don't just naturally feel confident for the most part. We have to work towards it, do the work, and self-forgiveness is a really great place to start.
Yeah. And forgiveness, you think about it, has to be in the context of relationships with others, really, in the sense that you can work on forgiving yourself, but to hear from others, the idea that you are forgiven, in other words, you're accepted, it really empowers that to make it real. You know what I'm saying? Instead of something that's always internal, it makes it really real. And I think that's like the fuel that moves you forward and motivates you because you're now hearing from others a different version of you. Now you're hearing, wow, this is a great thing you're doing in your life. Now it's like they're motivated with you to be positive. That can encourage you a lot. I'm sure that was your experience, correct, Brad?
Yeah.
When you start hearing from others that how much they're encouraged that your choices you're making inspired you to feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I was going to say there too, Paul, I've never done a podcast with you, but you've got an incredible podcasting and I could see you doing audiobooks for people with your voice. It's incredible. That makes a big difference though, because I feel like when we struggle for so long, it's really hard to at times identify our own progress. But if we're doing good things and things are improving, then other people can see it. And if they recognize us for it, it makes all the difference. That's a big tool used in recovery and change of anything is our peers recognizing our progress and getting awards, or whether it's at your workplace, you get an award, you get recognized, different right. certificates or, you know, extra time off, or and people voice that and it makes a big
instead of getting those DUIs, traffic yeah. tickets, or being terminated from work, all the things from the, that's just one blow after another and boom. And you have no one to blame but what? Yourself. And it just spirals downward. So the way outward, like you're saying, is those kudos, the recognition from others.
And I feel like that's what I do love about the Sober Buddy community, or what I try to bring to the table, is to just build people up. We already beat ourselves up enough. We feel defeated. That's why we got to a point where we're like, okay, I'm going to reach out and ask for help. So people, they come in a low place, just where I was 3 years ago. And so I love that. I love to just give people little nuggets to slowly build them up. And then it doesn't take long to rebuild somebody's confidence and self-worth. It really doesn't. Like, you could start seeing it in a couple of weeks and all of a sudden then they're smiling and then they're, I think I'm going to go back to school. And when they come in and they're like, my life's over and I've done all these bad things. And then all of a sudden now you see them like actually trying at life, trying to better themselves. And then that's really where the confidence comes in, is where you start to trust yourself again. You start to believe in yourself, but having someone else believe in you too first, and having someone else tell you that you're worth it. Gosh, it means so much. And somebody did that for me. And then that's why I feel like it's the secret sauce to all this, is surrounding yourself with positive people that are going to lift you up. And not that I'm not going to not to enable people who are maybe doing the wrong things, but it's just to really enforce like positive reinforcement on the things that they are doing right. And they'll want to keep doing right. And then all of a sudden they start to believe in themselves. It's a beautiful thing.
And you know, to be part of that and to be involved with someone, like you're saying, you're building them up and you see the change. It's actually inspiring when I'm part of that, to be a little bit of part of that and to see, like you said, all of a sudden, today I think I'm going to go out, say, apply for a job, or this is going to be my first holiday, Thanksgiving or Christmas coming up, sober. And they got the inspiration and the confidence from others and from you encouraging that they did that. It's just like journeying with people and seeing the incredible change that can happen so quickly. Like you mentioned, Megan, I think that's why we do what we do. It's inspiring.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. Brad, when do you think you felt confident in your sobriety? Because you have some longer sober time under your belt. Was it always like that? Were you always open about it? Or did it take you a while? How did it come about for you? When did you see a turn?
Yeah. Interesting question. Back in the day, they used to, I don't know if they still have them, Megan, down in the U.S., but they had those newspapers you could buy for a buck that would show everybody arrested in jail before. Do they still sell those?
I think. Yeah, okay. It's hard to come by. Just like a regular newspaper?
No, it would just be specific to people that were arrested, and then they added maybe some funny jokes and stuff in there. But I guess the only reason I bring that up is everybody already really knew the problem I had. When I was out doing my stuff, it always ended in getting arrested, disaster, making that newspaper. I wasn't able to keep it together. So people knew. And then when I wasn't in the newspaper and I wasn't getting in a lot of trouble, people knew that things may have been changing around, or that I was gone for a bit, like back in jail or whatever it was. So people knew. So it wasn't like that I had to necessarily come out and say, hey, my life is like, I'm doing this whole sobriety thing now. But I never really mentioned the whole sobriety thing. See, I never really wanted to get sober. I just wanted to stop the consequences, stop the pain, right? I didn't want to live on my brother's floor anymore. I didn't want to open the fridge and only see rotten condiments. I didn't want to wear the same clothes every single day. I wanted to have something in my life. I was tired of losing everything and disappointing everybody. But then shortly after, if anybody's been there, I realized for any of this to work, sobriety is going to have to be in the mix. So that was like how it all started. But it took a while, and probably like a year, 2 years. And a lot of people, I left a lot of wreckage in the past. So it took a while to even get to a place to even have conversations with people. And it was really tough thing to do. You're trying to work through just destroying a tornado that rips through things for good people. And I was always a good person. I didn't feel that way. I didn't think that way. But when I look back, I was always a good person. I was just literally addicted to substances. And I was doing a lot of things outside of character that I never really wanted to. But I was able to really build confidence by doing a couple of things. I'm a big fan of direction, not speed, because my direction was wrong and my speed was fast. So I ended up, you know, down and out really fast. But I'm a big fan now of not fast, but the right direction. As long as we're headed in the right direction, we're facing the right way of where we want to go towards our goals, towards who we want to be, towards the relationships we want to have. That's all that really matters. We need to be headed in that direction. We can go as slowly as we want, but just make sure we're headed that way. And I focused in on that, and it took baby steps. We didn't have this social media stuff and all these opportunities we have now. When I was getting into it, there was a lot less now. It's still there, but there was a lot more. I lived that came up in a small town with a ridiculous story. It was people's perception was like over and over again, come on, dude, smarten up over and over again. And also celebrating the small wins early on, getting a bank account that wasn't an overdraft or wasn't blocked by fraud protection or stuff. I was able to use an ATM again. I couldn't use the ATM because I was cashing checks that went nowhere. So those little small wins I was able to celebrate. And I also added do the next right thing. I had that in my short list there, do the next right thing. And I would try not to get lost in the next Christmas and the next New Year's and the next holiday and the next this and the next that. I just would try to stay present as best I could. I didn't do any of this perfectly. None of it was done perfect, but I just tried to do that next right thing. So that's a long answer to your short question, Megan.
Yeah, no, I loved all that little background information into you. And yeah. I think too, when it comes to our topic, we're talking about building confidence in our recovery or sobriety. I think a big part of it is just feeling proud of yourself as well. Mm. Like it's that that people are even trying. Anyone even listening to this podcast is doing such a great job, like better than you even think, because you're trying. You're here. You're listening to a sober podcast. Either you're coming to Sober Buddy meetings. Anything you're doing is just wonderful, and you should be proud of that, because most people who drink, at least when it comes to drinking alcohol, have a really complicated relationship with it, and they want to drink less or not at all. There's a statistic I read that 60% of people who drink wish they drank less or not at all. So anytime people are in our meetings, I think you guys are great just for being here, for pushing the button. I know you feel crappy about yourself right now, but you're actually doing way better than you think just by being here and showing up. No one's forcing you. Paul's not there like, you better come to the meeting or else. I'm like, I don't take attendance. We're not here taking attendance. Or you guys, they're doing this out of their own will, and that will build your confidence over time. Paul, do you agree with that? Do you see that in your groups or in past therapy sessions or anything?
Yeah, just the idea of showing up. Just practice makes perfect. Confidence comes from when you're doing the right things. I'm saying working on change in your life. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you feel about it, the more confident you become. And so when it comes to recovery, it's about using all the tools we talk about, doing the work, the behavior, the actions, being in the community. The more that you talk and share, the more confident you feel. Not the first time, maybe not the second time, but the more you practice, you know, the more comfortable. Because you're getting reinforcement. You're getting encouragement. You're getting people who are like, with you and you feel that, you sense that. And this is like we were saying earlier, confidence comes out of relationships, comes out of the community. So when you're interacting, all of a sudden it's part of it and it moves you forward and motivates you. It adds value to your recovery. Sitting back and just playing safe and doing nothing, right? Mm-hmm. You're stuck. Nothing changes. And you want to be there, but you have to take the steps. Small steps, doesn't matter. Little steps, practice till you feel confident.
And that's like when people come to the meetings and they don't share it all. That's great. Yeah. You're halfway there. You're there, but you have to share. You got to participate. You got to put yourself out there, build the connection so people can get to know you. But when you sit there the whole time with the camera up or you're just not sharing, we don't, you're almost there, but you have to share. I actually have a question for you, Paul, and this just came to my mind. Do you notice a connection with people who maybe naturally, so before substances came into their life, that they struggled with self-worth, self-love, and like addiction? I feel like personally, that's something I always struggled with, self-worth, not feeling good enough, no, self-love. And then it came in. And so then it just got even worse. Is there a connection or do you see that?
If I understand you right, when about having pre-existing conditions before alcohol and drugs. So whether it's mental health issues, in other words, struggling with trauma or problems, or just problems in themselves early on. In fact, they talk about at what age is common for people to develop a substance abuse. And the rule of thumb is the earlier you started drinking and using, okay, is a stronger prediction of a dependency. And those who start at age 12, 13, 14 and continue on, it's not just I'm going to experiment. It's a strong indicator that it's going to lead towards substance use. Now, what started that maybe could be problems in families, difficulty feeling like you're not fitting in. And you get introduced to alcohol or drugs and it takes away that anxiety, takes away that difficulty. But what happens? You depend on the alcohol to help you in life. And that's not the best way because it then adds a whole nother layer of problems, right? Intoxication, withdrawals, can't think straight, start doing poorly in school or in relationships. It feels like a solution. It feels like an answer, but it's just not the best, right? So once you get off the drugs and alcohol, most likely you got to go back and pick up those skills, the things that were difficult, face them, but do it in a way that's much healthier. And that's where community can help.
I feel like sometimes, usually, we are escaping something or we have some pre-existing issues, whether it's anxiety or traumas. Yeah. And then we discover substances and we feel it temporarily helps us to not feel those issues. And then it just, makes it all just so much worse because we're not actually dealing with it. Yeah. But I think, definitely in the end, to feel confident in your sobriety, it's such a game changer when you're able to proudly say, I'm in recovery or I'm sober, because then we're not hiding. Someone said today in our meeting, when we're in our addiction, we're hiding our drinking. And then when we are sober, why are we hiding our sobriety? If we're still hiding. We're still not ourselves. We're still not our authentic selves. So being able to just share and be open about it, I feel like is really just such an important thing. But, anything else, Brad, you want to throw into this before we wrap it up?
It was great. It was great. I loved that too, the point, Paul, where you bring back even to when you do get into recovery, there's a lot of time being reflected back to when it all first started. This has been incredible. I think the confidence is something that we're all working on. It's constantly something that we're working on. And when we figure out the confidence in our recovery and sobriety, we're going to be working on confidence with something else. But if we break it down real small and real understandable, I think it's just like any task we try out for the first time, whether you're an auto mechanic or you're shooting hoops. The first time you do it, you might not be very confident in your three-point shot. But if you practice for a year and you do it every day, the next time you get out on the court, you're going to be more confident about your three-point shot. The thing with recovery I find is sometimes we get in our own way. We prevent ourselves between our ears from really putting ourselves out there. And I think that we've just got to get out of our own way here a little bit, get into the groups, support groups, talk to people, share, be vulnerable, be terrified, do it terrified, do it scared if you have to, but just get out there and do it. I call it being an active participant in our own program, in our own recovery, because I remember I went to meetings for years on and off, and I would slip in a little bit late so I didn't have to talk to anybody. And I sat in the first chair closest to the door. When they'd wrap up before they did the prayer to end the meeting, I would just scoot. Like, I had to use the washroom. I never really had to. And when I reflect back, I just wasn't gaining much out of those experiences. And the reason was because I was just literally showing up and not getting involved. So get out there and whatever it is for you, and check us out in the app too, if you want to join the groups that we're hosting. Three of your hosts here, Paul, Megan, and myself, and we would love to have you and connect and see what's up and see where you're at and see if we can be helpful at all.
Sounds good. Amazing. Thanks, guys.